兄来自于中国，我给弟兄姊妹一个新的信息，叫耶稣爱你。
They called me Heavenly Man, Brother Yun, and I come from mainland China. And I'm going to share a message tonight to you. Jesus loves you. Amen. So how many are here tonight who are fluent in Chinese? Can you raise up? And I recognize that Pastor Jim, he is not only a pastor, he's a missionary. He has a lot of skills to learn languages. I taught him Chinese in the room before meeting, and he became immediately fluent in Chinese. Chinese is the world's most simple language. It's very easy to learn.
不要怕。耶稣爱你。
耶稣爱你。
啊，耶稣，哎呀，耶稣爱你。耶稣is Jesus。如果你不不，我想到我能够懂一点点英文，可能有很多人。
I can speak some English, so this is I and this is me. Yesu, I, me. Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Amen.
试一下好吧。One, two, three.
We repeat this. 不要怕，耶稣爱你。
不要怕，
爱你。
耶稣爱你。
耶稣爱你。
And now with great passion, say that to the person next to you, that 不要怕，耶稣爱你。
And
the devil stole away my she was very passionate before the revolution, and because of the torture and because of fear, she left the Lord.
后来中国一个饥荒，好几千人啊，在饥荒中饿死，其中我的哥哥也是父母爱莫能助。
And then during the early years of the revolution, a great hunger hit China, and millions of people starved to death. And among them, my oldest brother, the firstborn child of my mother and
father.
And not long after that, another disaster hit my family. My father became very ill, and he was diagnosed to have terminal cancer.
当时魔鬼真正把我妈妈不但是信仰偷走了她的盼望，她看不到。
And the devil not only stole away my father's mother's faith to Jesus, but also her hope for the future.
一个晚上，我的妈妈呀悬梁自尽，她说我活不下去，我了几个孩子，如果我先生在此，我的几个孩子我不知道怎样来带领他。
And one night, this darkness and despair was so heavy on my mother. She was thinking by herself, I cannot face a future as a widow with five children. And she decided, I have to end up my misery. And at that moment, when my mother was just about to hang herself, she suddenly heard a voice calling, my child, come back home. Jesus loves you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the middle of the night, and the room, there was nobody else in the room. And my mother was confused, who is speaking to me? And suddenly my mother remembered that almost 30 years earlier, the last words, the missionary had been captured and they were bringing them out from China. This was the last word they said, don't be afraid. Remember always, Jesus loves you.
我的妈妈就在那个深夜之中走到我父亲的身边，她拍拍他说：“不要怕，你放心吧，耶稣会救我们。”
After my mother had reconciled her life by midnight, she went to her husband and said, "My husband, don't give up. Jesus loves us, and He will help us."
然后在深夜之中，我的妈妈就把我的另外一个哥哥和我姐姐以及妹妹和我一同叫出来，孩子们，你们起床，然后你们跪下来为你的爸爸祷告。And
after that, she came and woke us children up and said, "Children, wake up! We all have to gather around Father's bed, and we all have to pray to Jesus. Jesus will help our family."
我们不知道耶稣是谁，可是中国那个孩子给我们西国会，中国就是一种五代同堂，就是一个孝顺孝敬。We
didn't know anything about Jesus. We had never heard his name. But as obedient Chinese children, we stood up and we surrounded our father and we started to call upon the name of Jesus.
妈妈让我们起来的时候，我们每个人都开始都这样。And
the mother said that we should kneel down, so we kneel down by his bed.
我们围绕着父亲那个床跪到那儿，妈妈说：“你们奉耶稣的名，你们喊耶稣来救妈妈。” And
mother told us, "You have to call upon the name of Jesus, and He will rescue our father. He will heal our father."
我当时发出来的一个祷告，完全拿现在的神学来讲，完全不合乎。 我说主啊，我耶稣啊，我不知道你是谁，我需要爸爸，你救救我的爸爸。
The first time in my life I prayed, and my prayer of that night would not fit any teaching of any Bible school. I just simply said, Jesus, I don't know who you are, but I need my father. Jesus, help my father.
那我的哥哥就在地上磕那个头，喊着说：“耶稣啊，救救我们！”And
my older brother, my young older sister, my little sisters, they were hitting their forehead on the ground. But Jesus, have mercy upon our father. Jesus, help our father.
我第一次看见我的父亲流泪。And
as we were children praying, suddenly, first time in my life, I saw that tears were running from my father's eyes. He was not able to speak anymore.
父亲现在不会说话，但是他在看着流泪的时候，我的哥哥姐姐。
When we saw our father in tears, we children we started to cry, and we were crying out to Jesus.
爸爸，你不要怕，耶稣会救你的。We
said to our father. Father, don't be afraid. Jesus will help us. Jesus will do something. And a miracle happened, started to happen that night. Within 1 week, my father stood up, completely healed and restored from terminal cancer. And because of this, my whole family became believers of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's why I really want to encourage every mother who is there. Don't allow your motherhood to hinder you to be a woman that God will use to bring your children to the knowledge of living God. How many Christians we have here tonight? Can you raise up your hands? We may be Christians here tonight, but my message to you is it's life important for you to have a new encounter face to face with resurrected Lord Jesus. And my prayer has been that not that you only have come to listen to my testimony, but that my testimony will excite you, that you will see your way and you will meet with resurrected Jesus. And because of my mother's repentance that morning, and the whole family first received the Lord, and then the entire extended family, they all received the Lord Jesus. So after my father was healed, the next day he said, children, you have to go and invite all our extended family to come. They have so many problems in their lives. They really need the miracle of Jesus. And when we went to invite us as children, our relatives to come to our house, the only thing they were saying to us, when did your father die? When is the funeral? And we said, our father is all right, and he invites you to come. And they kept just keeping saying, when is the funeral? And we tried to convince them. They said, it's impossible. He's dying. He was dying in cancer. He cannot be all right. When we finally were able to get them moving, and they all walked into the yard of our house, and they saw my father standing there, completely healed and restored from cancer, they all fell down on the ground and they received Jesus Christ. It's one thing that you confess that you are a believer of Jesus, but it's even more important that that you have a face-to-face meeting with resurrected Jesus, and that will change your life forever. And before the meeting, Pastor Jim, he brought his family, his children, and they came to greet me. I tell you, as the children of a Christian family, your mother's and your father's faith will never save you. You have to have your personal relationship with Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I wanted to know, after all this, from my mother, who in the world is this mighty Jesus who can do something like this? And my mother could not teach me. Already years earlier, all the Christian literature and all the Bibles had been burned in public bonfires. There were no Christian books available anywhere in China to read.
Mama said, I don't know. I just put what I know Jesus to you.
And my mother said, I don't know so many things. I'm illiterate. I have never read anything. I have tried to share all what I remember from the time of the missionaries 30 years ago. She knew that Jesus was Jesus died for our sins on the Calvary. And after I've been asking her questions again and again about Jesus, finally she said, son, I cannot answer all these questions. I will take you to visit a brother who used to be a preacher before revolution. He may be able to answer your
questions.
From the moment I stepped into the house of this man, I started to share the testimony of my family. Jesus appeared in my family. He saved my mother. He healed my father. And now we are the whole family. We are believers of Jesus. And my mother has told that you still may have a hidden Bible somewhere. Would you mind to bring it so I can read the Word of God myself? And he was looking at me very carefully. And I said to this man, my mother told that you may have a Bible. Would you mind to bring it? I will write down few words from the Bible so I can read it and think about it. And he was so filled with fear when he heard that my mother had told me that he may have a Bible. He said, I don't have a Bible. I don't have a Bible. And then he said to me, if you want to have a Bible, you have to pray, call the name of Jesus, and he will drop a Bible from you from heaven. And I said, how is that going to happen? He said, same manner as you were calling upon the name of Jesus to help your father and heal your father, you just call upon the name of Jesus and you ask Jesus to drop the Bible for you.
如果告诉你,如果神感动你有些话语,你要讲,尽管你自己都不敢相信。I'm
not certain that this brother even believed himself what he said, but I believe that it's possible if I only ask Jesus, the Bible will land into my hand.
我就是相信他们讲的话语。I
believe every word he said to me.
我就回去了。 弄一个石板上跪在床上，每一天都这样。耶稣啊，And
I went back to home and I prepared a very uncomfortable rough stone by my bed. I was kneeling on that bed from morning to evening. giving, and I was just repeating the word, Jesus, give me my Bible. Jesus, give me my Bible.
我想我的父亲，哎，就不到一个礼拜就好了。这个我已经祷告两个礼拜了，这个圣灵还没有来。
And then I began a little bit worried because within a week, my father was completely healed and restored from cancer. And I've been only praying almost a month, and I haven't received any
Bible.
And I started to think maybe my prayer position is not correct. I don't use the right words to open the door of heaven for my
Bible. 年轻人，你真的渴望要圣灵，期待要圣灵。你每一天晚上不要吃饭，你跪那，你哭出来一样，那耶稣就给你。
I went back to see that brother, and I explained I haven't received the Bible. That young man, if you're really serious about this Bible, you have to go back home and you have to continue praying, and then you skip the dinner, so you start to half fast. And you have to cry in tears like a child and ask, and you will receive your
Bible.
And I was so frightened, I said, but that's very dangerous. My older brother starved to death because he didn't eat anything. And he says, no, you're not going to die. You just keep the dinner and you half fast and you pray, and your prayer will be answered.
我是个农村的孩子，没有读过书。他说啥，我就相信啥。And
I'm a simple country boy. I believe every word what he said.
那我回去就是这样，开始祷告，不吃饭，没开始我妈妈也陪着我了。我晚上也不吃饭，陪着你一起养。And
I went back home and I told to my mother what the pastor had, so the brother had told me. So my mother said, I will join you. We don't do any dinners anymore. We will fast and pray, and God will give us a Bible.
我的第一本圣经祷告了三个多月，一个晚上，真的，我看见有人要送给我圣经了。
And after being praying exactly 100 days, one night, I saw a vision or a dream.
我今天晚上做了见证。 我在警察局，每一次被关监牢之前，都必须要讲一遍。When
I'm sharing with you tonight, every time they capture me for the sake of the gospel in China, they brought me to torture, and they were writing down, they were questioning about my life. Every time I told the same story to the authorities, and they wrote down every word what happened in my life.
因为我为了福音的缘故，一共被关监牢，关了三四次，在监牢里面，差不多有超过10年的时间。
I've been thrown to prison 4 times for the gospel. Altogether, I've spent over 10 years in different prisons.
所以每一次在受审的时候，都要问：你是怎么信耶稣的？你怎样得到圣经？谁要？
Every time they capture me, they start to say, "How did you came to started to believe in Jesus?" How did you receive your Bible? And what has happened in your life?
我告诉各位，我那天晚上正是跪着祷告睡着了，然后我就看见一个异象，一个人拉个车走到我的跟前说：“年轻人。”
And this is what happened that night. I had been praying by my bed, and I obviously been falling asleep. And in my sleep, I saw a vision. And in that vision, I saw an old man was coming downhill. And he had a car behind him, and he approached me, and he started to speak to me. And he asked me, young man, are you hungry? And when I said, I'm so hungry, he took a package from his cart, and he said, this is a loaf of bread, you are never going to be able to finish it. And when I took in that vision, the first bite of that loaf, it was transformed, and I could read, it is Word of God, it's a Bible. And then I woke up, and I discovered I'm still kneeling by my bed, and I understood it had been a dream or a vision.
那我点着灯去找的时候，妈妈说：“儿子啊，没有人开我们的门呐，你为什么点着灯在屋子里？”
It was so real that I put on the oil lamp, the light and the oil happened. I started to look around 4 o'clock in the morning. Where is the Bible? So my mother woke up and she said, son, it's only 4 o'clock in the morning. Nobody has come into the house. Go back to bed to sleep.
给我来讲话的时候，外面呢敲我个门。 原来这个人是存到65公里之外。
My mother and my father and I, we were talking together and we were crying together. Suddenly I heard somebody knocking the door. And when I opened the door, the same man I had seen in the vision was standing there, and he had walked 40 miles that night, and he brought the Bible to me. Only prayer can change your destiny, your whole life.
我看到今天在这里呢，有黄皮肤的，有黑的，有白的。我们没有权利决定我们。I
see that we are people of different skin colors here. We have white, we have yellow, we have black skin people. We have no big options to decide what people group we are being born into.
这是一个命啊，看着真的命运在你的手里头，那个命运真的。But
when you have a meeting with Jesus, your destiny will be changed.
当我拿到圣经那以后，我就认为那个就是耶稣。我每一天都能跪到那儿，开始要吃神的话，我要把。And
after I received my Bible, first because I didn't know anything more, I believe the Bible is Jesus. So I kneeled down by my bed and I started to memorize one chapter of the Bible every day before I did anything else. And I was in tears when I was going through the story of Jesus in the Gospels, how he had compassion and mercy upon suffering people and hungry people and what miracles. And I was reading that, I was moved into tears.
可是当我开始背到使徒行传的时候，一个晚上突然之间有些事情我开始想不通了。我说这跟我妈妈当时教给我的不一样。
And then one day I was memorizing the chapter 1 in Book of Acts. And suddenly I recognized that there was something, it was a little bit similar to what my mother had been teaching us
earlier.我的妈妈不识字，她当时教给我们的第一篇讲道，我们记得非常清楚。她是来讲的，是《使徒行传》第一章，可是，一章八节，可是她讲的时候。
I never forgot my mother's first preaching to us new believers, even more than 40 people listening to it. And she was illiterate, she never been able to read. And she started to preach with power. You will receive power when the Holy Dragon comes upon you.
因为那个宣教士的中文不好，那个圣灵跟那个圣龙他分不清。Most
likely the Chinese of the missionaries was so and so, so that she had misunderstood Ling and Long. So she was for sure the missionaries were talking about Holy Dragon and not Holy Spirit.
那个兵要在耶路撒冷，他给我们讲的那个药，那个药。And
then my mother was certain that they say that not that you should be my witnesses in Jerusalem. She heard them saying that you will drag your sicknesses and bury them to the holy city of Jerusalem.
可是我在我的妈妈，我的妈妈，你说那个圣灵，这里的圣灵那个能力来的时候，那这个是哪个大？那圣灵是什么？妈妈说我不知道。So
I went to my mother and said, Mother, there is nothing about holy dragon in the Bible. there is this power of God, of Holy Spirit. Who is he? And my mother said, I don't know. Go and ask Jesus. Kneel down and call upon Jesus, and he will answer you.
所以我旁边没有人问，我只有一个牧师，就是耶稣。我就是耶稣，我。
that day on, Jesus became the one and only pastor I had. Any problem I had, I always went to Jesus, and I was asking Jesus, help me, Jesus, and let me understand this, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I need your power, because I have decided to follow you, and I want to tell everybody in China about the mighty works you've done in my family.
Hallelujah, 每一个人的圣灵充满的经历不一样，我就开始突然间会唱歌。
And I know that we have a different experience about Holy Spirit in our lives. For me, it happened when I was praying, suddenly I was able to see. I have never been able to sing before. And I started to sing, and the words of those new songs were coming from the scripture that I had memorized before.
然后我能听到主在喊叫我的名字了，云弟兄，你现在起来向西向南传福音。12
days later, in the evening, I heard first time Jesus speaking to me, and he said, "Brother Lim, stand up and preach the gospel and be my witness to west and south."
我这边遇见了耶稣。And
that was my first meeting with resurrected Jesus.
一个遇见耶稣的人，你开始说话，你走路，你开始做人类的完成。
If any human being have a meeting with face to face with Jesus, your walking will be different, your talking will be different, your entire personality is changed. I went to my mother and said, "Mother, Jesus called me to go and live out and preach the gospel." Jesus wanted me to go witness about him. My mother was looking me straight into my eyes and said, "Son, you seem to have problems in your head. You start to hear voices." And then she said, "If Jesus would want to speak to somebody in this family, he will first speak to me because I'm an old believer." And mother said, "Go back to bed and tell to Jesus, if he comes back to you, tell him to come and speak to me." I think that part of the reason why my mother did not want me to do this, I was 16 years old, young boy, and she knew about the consequences if you, during the Cultural Revolution, you would go out to the villages and you start to proclaim that Jesus is alive. I went back to my bed. I did not sleep the whole
night.
I was waiting the new morning to dawn because I have decided I will go out no matter what, and I'm going to share the people
about it. Early
in the morning, I went to my mother and said, "Mother, Jesus has been calling me the whole night, and I have decided to be obedient. I will go out and I will preach the gospel today." Then my mother said, "Okay, I will pray for you." So when I walked to the next village, located west from my own village, and I was on the way, I started to think, what in the world does the preachers do with the Bible? Whether they keep it on their heart or on their head when they preach the gospel. I've never seen a preacher in my life. And then I decided the Bible is the Holy Bible, so I have to honor the Holy Bible. So I put the Bible on my head. I walked into the village square and I started to shout, "If you are sick, come and call with me together the name of Jesus and you will be healed."
那不是讲台，那就是走到那个村庄上，到处都每个地方都喊着。
So I was walking among the houses in the village, and I was just shouting, come out from your house, come and call upon the name of Jesus, and you would be healed like my father. There was one little problem. When I was young and I got excited, my language became so blurred that as I was shouting it with excitement, they did not understand a word what I was saying. I've been walking around the village, and then big numbers of tens of people came out to look at me, and they tried to find out if I wanted to sell something or what was going on.
And suddenly
I remember I saw many people, obviously very sick, handicapped, and really big problems. I could see them. So I remember what happened that first night as we were praying. That mother said to us, we have to kneel down and call upon the name of Jesus. So I kneeled down and started trying to pull down all people I saw that they were sick.
我是比较那个极端一点的，我说拉不得那有病的人，你们这样跪下来，我父亲的癌症跪下来医治。And
I tried to say to them, if you kneel like I'm kneeling down here and you call upon the name of Jesus, you will be healed like my father was healed from terminal cancer.
那这有病的人就开始真正试图都给我医治跪下来喊耶稣。Finally,
somebody understood what I said. And one after other, they started to kneel down. As they called the name of Jesus, the power of God hit them, and they stood up completely healed from their sickness. Kingdom of God came upon that village, and everybody was praising, living Jesus, doing mighty things that day in that village.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that was changed to my destiny. I wasn't a beggar boy anymore. I was a messenger of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I had been a beggar boy since I was 14 years old to get food for my siblings, my younger brothers and my sisters.
But
that day, after these people had been healed, I became a wanted person. Everybody was embracing. Come to our home. Come to our village. We need this Jesus in our village. And during the first years as an evangelist, I saw more than 3,000 people receive Jesus Christ. And not long after that, I became a wanted criminal, and they were chasing me all over the place. And they were just trying to catch me. And they captured me more than 30 times, but most of the times I was able to escape. But then a little bit later, they were launching a nationwide, and they were looking for me everywhere. And I could not return back home anymore. But I'm so thankful to the Lord that there are so many cities and villages in China When I was persecuted in one city, I could escape to the next one, and I started all over again in a new place.
那个就借现在的七八年，把中国很多的地方开始走，到处都是福音。And
in 1970s, I was traveling all over China, bringing the gospel from county to county, from province to province.
所以有一天神开始对我说话，弟兄，我要带你到一个地方去休息。
And then one day the Lord said to me, saw that I was exhausted and tired, my son, I will lead you to a place where you can rest in me. I didn't have a clue that the resting place would be a prison. And the first time I was in a real prison and they were torturing me, I was just in such a pain. I said, Jesus, I'd rather die for you than stay alive in this prison.
所以我今天来的时候，这个老师姊妹啊，就开始问我说，可能你的故事里面最难让人接受的，就是你七十几天不吃饭，怎样能够活下来？
When I came here tonight, one of the teachers of the Christian school came to me, asked about this fasting without food and liquid for 74 days. That is the most difficult thing for many people to believe.
那是真实的，因为关到监牢里面的时候，我真的不知道该怎样做。可能我听到主告诉我说，孩子，我知道你要休息，要知道我是谁。
When I was in the prison, I did not know how am I going to survive the treatment there. So one day the Lord came to me and said, my son, I know everything you're going through right now. You just rest in me and learn to know who I truly am.
那是因为神的话语，我的主他开始逃走。我说神啊，如果你是神，那耶稣你还真是祷告，我就开始不吃饭了，我就去休息了，要完全依赖神。
And when the Lord said to me to rest in Him, I said, Lord, if you tell me to rest in you, I don't need to eat, I don't need to drink. If you want to sustain me, I will be staying alive. And if I get the honor, I can die for the salvation of my nation.
我就知道了，前38天之前，真的是什么都没有，也没有吃饭，也没有喝水。可是到38天的时候，里面那个魔鬼就来了，学生不能高过先生。
I remember when I had been without food and liquid for 38 days. That night, Satan came to me, and he was saying to me, a student cannot, a disciple cannot do greater things than his teacher. I was so suffering in my heart, I said, Lord, I'm willing to die for you.
我在一个最经过那个黑暗痛苦的时候，我就非要想要死，就非要死，我能够死是最好的。
And suddenly the option to be able to die for Jesus was sounded like a very good thing to achieve. And they were increasing the torture. They were squeezing acid with thick needles under my nails. And that pain was unbelievable. It was so tense that suddenly I saw my own body, my spirit departed from my body, and I was up in the corner of the room.
后来我就听到主在我的里面有一个强有力的声音说：“孩子，你受了苦，我知道。我要给你一个敞开的门，是没有人能关的。”
And suddenly, when I understood that I still have to go back to my body, then the Lord said to me, my son, I know everything you're going through right now. See, I am going to open a door for you no man is able to shut. And I saw in a vision how they person, one after other, other were opened for me, and I walked out to freedom from the prison. And then my inner ears were open, and I said, Lord, those who believe in me, they will do the same things as I've been doing, and pray the things they will do.
Hallelujah.
So I decided that I will continue without food and liquid. I really wanted to die for Jesus. But I tried to die every day, but I failed. And after I've been without this for 74 days, the authorities were counting, I'm going to die that day. So they quickly invited my mother, my wife, and my older sister to come and pick up my body from the prison. And when they brought me unconscious to the floor of the visiting room, nobody recognized my body. My body weight was less than 80 pounds. They did not recognize that they were saying, this is not our brother. But my mother kneeled down on me and she was turning me around and she found out the birthmark that I have in my back and another one on my face, and she shouted, this is truly my son. And I came back to my conscience, and the first words I heard were the words of my mother, who was embracing me, and I said, Mother, today I will be going to heaven. I will meet Jesus.
At
the very moment that the warden saw that I'm able to say, speak, I haven't spoken to them for 4 months, not the word, they brutally came and they separated me from my relatives and they started to drag me back to my solidarity
cell.
Suddenly, my mother told something, and I believe it was the words from the Holy Spirit. He said, my son, Jesus does not want you to die for him. He wants you to live your life for his glory. And the great voice that I heard as they were dragging me to my solitary cell, my son, live your life for his glory. Say this aloud to the person next to you, yourself. Right now, live your life for his glory. Don't be afraid. Live your life for his glory.
Hallelujah.
It's impossible for me to go through my whole life testimony tonight. When I was third time captured in China, in torture, 1997, they crushed my both legs from ankles. I said, you're never going to escape anymore. You are never going to go out and preach the gospel. I have memorized the Bible, and I have experienced the mighty power of name of Jesus in my life. When I have to face my situation, I was in the number one security prison in China. I was handicapped. I could not stand up. And my both legs were in pain every second. And I was like the Jesus' disciples. After they failed, they've been working hard the whole night, but they couldn't catch anything, and they were in despair and ready to quit. And I was shouting, the last night when I was in the prison, Jesus, you have forgotten me.
今天这边我想告诉各位，耶稣从来没有忘记我。
But I tell you the truth, brothers and sisters, Jesus will never forsake you, and He will never forget you. I personally experienced this in my life. When you are crying your tears, hopelessness, He sees what is happening. He knows all your pain and agony.
你可能像今天晚上在这里，可能有很多人像我一样，我觉得我到底哪里错了？为什么？
Maybe there's somebody here tonight. What have I done wrong when all these problems are arising around me?
我不相信我还活着能走出家了。
I could not believe anymore that the day would come and I would be standing up hill and be able to walk out from that security prison.
我在大声喊叫，呼喊神啊，你在哪里？
And with great voice I was shouting, My Lord, where are you?
那个时候连看守人员都说，那个人疯掉了。
And the authorities, they came to my cell outside and they were saying, Oh, this preacher had lost his mind.
就在我人生最低谷的时候，突然之间我遇见耶稣，他走来了，与弟兄们做了个身躯。
And when I was at the lowest point of my life, Jesus came to me and He said, Brother, turn around your face away from your enemies and fix your eyes upon me. I have been crawling on the floor of my solitary cell. I couldn't stand up, so I just turned around on the floor and I started to look the other direction. That you, Lord, are my fortress. You are the glory of God. And you will raise me up from my pit. And I understood it's Holy Spirit that is crying from my inner being that the Lord is my rock. The Lord will raise me up and I will be able to stand up
straight.
And I was literally like an empty football skin on the floor. But when the word of God came upon me through the Holy Spirit, the air started to be in and I was starting to arouse.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the authorities were all witnessing this. And when they saw that I have been crying and I was being so mad on God, and now I was praising God. And they said, he totally had lost his mind. And when they said, I'm a crazy man, I started to behave in my worship like a crazy man. And the Holy Spirit will comfort him. When everybody turn and forsake you and go walk away from your life, Jesus loves you and Jesus is faithful.
我就问主主啊，那我你爱我，我的天什么时候回家？
And then I said to the Lord, I said, Jesus, if you love me so much, when is the new day going to dawn? When are you going to change my destiny?
那就是好像主耶稣同一天就是这样走过来了一样。你的天已经亮了，那个。
And suddenly Jesus walked literally into my cell, and he said to me, Now is a new day dawning for you. Stand up and walk up. And my heart was packed with fear. I said to the Lord, this is a top security prison. You don't walk up to places like this. The Lord knows you better than you know yourself.
Immediately
he replied, but I'm the lie, I'm the truth, and the truth will set you free. In your life are very real, but they are not the truth. Jesus is true, and He will set you free. And I took hold of that word from Jesus, and I stood up and walked towards the doors of my solitary cell. It opened for me, and so opened the four other gates of prison, and I walked out from the prison. Stuck right there, and I jumped into the taxi. And the taxi driver did not ask the most logical question: are you a runaway from the prison? He asked, you seem to be in a hurry, where do you want to go? As I was sitting on the back seat of that speeding taxi, there was a key hanging from the mirror, and the Holy Spirit started to speak to me through that moving key.
神的话语说,我是圣洁,我是真实的,我哪不大为的,我是,
and this is what the Lord said to me. I am the truly one and the holy one. I have the keys of David in my hands. The doors I open, no man is able to keep shut. I don't want to continue with my story to you. I want you to receive your own story together with resurrected Jesus Christ. And in that moment when I heard that word, I saw how God is going to supernaturally open the doors to the Buddhist world, Hindu world, and to the Islamic world for the gospel of Jesus Christ. How many of you have a rising cry in your spirit, I need to meet again Jesus in my life? This is what America needs. Let us be silent before the Lord and listen what the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you tonight. My children, don't be afraid. I have not forsaken you. And He loves you so much, and He's asking you the same question He asked the disciples after failure of the fishing of the night. Children, do you have something to eat? He wants to set you free from that prison of failures in the past. In the name of Jesus, we open every prison cell door in this building tonight.
在是这个是这个国家，美国这个国家，从这个恐惧不安这个监牢里面的。
In the name of Jesus, I proclaim the day of the deliverance of the world of the Lord from fear that has been taking hold of the nation of America.
主耶稣啊，你认识你的每一个人。
Lord, you know all your land. You know what they need.
我们今天晚上真的渴望能够再一次遇见我。
We have a deep desire and need to meet you again.
孩子们，耶稣今天晚上他不仅渴望带到你那个心顺服的跪到他的面前，他今天晚上也渴望，他渴望。
The Lord desire.To hear your voice, to present all your needs to Him, and He will fulfill your needs and answer to your prayers.
现在我们可以奉耶稣基督的名，把你心中的痛苦，把你的心。
You can share everything, all your suffering, all your failures with Jesus.Lord Jesus, may your kingdom come upon us all right now. May your will be done in our life as it is done in heaven. May it happen in this nation as it is done in heaven.
我要奉耶稣基督的名，把一切人从这个深情的网络里面、罪恶那个网络。
In the name of Jesus, we set free everyone who's still in the prison of sin and moral failure.
我要奉耶稣基督的名，把一切人从这个困烦的恐惧、不安。
In the name of Jesus, we set free everyone who is in the prison of fear and agony.
我知道神今天晚上还要呼召一般的人愿意来跟随。
I believe that Jesus is also calling many young people tonight, challenging you to stand up and become a truly disciple of Jesus Christ.
如果你愿意和我一样再一次遇见神，决定要跟随他，你和我一同站起来。
If you want to becomeAn obedient disciple of Jesus Christ, I encourage you to stand up on your feet right now.